Philemon chapter 1. He commends the faith and charity of Philemon, and sends back to him his fugitive servant, whom he had converted in prison. Paul, a prisoner of Christ Jesus, and Timothy, a brother, to Philemon, our beloved and fellow laborer, and to Appia, our dearest sister, and to Archippus, our fellow soldier, and to the church which is in thy house. Grace to you and peace from God our Father and from the Lord Jesus Christ. I give thanks to my God, always making a remembrance of thee in my prayers, hearing of thy charity and faith which thou hast in the Lord Jesus and towards all the saints, that the communication of thy faith may be made evident in the acknowledgment of every good work that is in you in Christ Jesus. For I have had great joy and consolation in thy charity, because the bowels of the saints have been refreshed by thee, brother. Wherefore, though I have much confidence in Christ Jesus to command thee that which is to the purpose, for charity's sake I rather beseech, whereas thou art such a one as Paul, an old man and now a prisoner also of Jesus Christ, I beseech thee for my son, whom I have begotten in my bands, Onesimus, who hath been heretofore unprofitable to thee, but now is profitable both to me and thee, whom I have sent back to thee, and do thou receive him as my own bowels, whom I would have retained with me, that in thy stead he might have ministered to me in the bands of the gospel. But without thy counsel I would do nothing, that thy good deed might not be, as it were, of necessity, but voluntary. For perhaps he therefore departed for a season from thee, that thou mightest receive him again for ever, not now as a servant, but instead of a servant, a most dear brother, especially to me, but how much more to thee, both in the flesh and in the Lord. If therefore thou count me a partner, receive him as myself, and if he hath wronged thee in anything, or is in thy debt, put that to my account. I, Paul, have written it with my own hand. I will repay it, not to say to thee that thou owest me thy own self also. Yea, brother, may I enjoy thee in the Lord, refresh my bowels in the Lord. Trusting in thy obedience, I have written to thee, knowing that thou wilt also do more than I say. But withal, prepare me also a lodging, for I hope that through your prayers I shall be given unto you. There salute thee Epaphras, my fellow prisoner in Christ Jesus. Mark, Aristarchus, Demas, and Luke, my fellow laborers, the grace of our Lord Jesus Christ be with your spirit. Amen.